Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo. Hey, I'm here talking all the time about draft prospects in the future. Don't forget, go to that Apple iTunes store and subscribe and like us. Go to Google Play Store, subscribe and like us. Go to Odyssey.com, download, subscribe and like us. And it's great to be here and talking about draft prospects in the future. And the Red Wings season's over. The Grand Rapids Griffins, game five didn't go so well for them, but they took a bit of a run. And it's time to talk about what the potential future is of several of their prospects that they have at Grand Rapids and throughout college hockey and all of those things. And how it's going to pertain to Steve Yzerman building his roster for the 24-25 season. And first of all, this is what happened in the postseason. Jonathan Berggren played outstanding hockey for the Red Wings. Not only did he score a point per game during the regular season, he kept up that pace during the postseason. Of course, he had 15 goals in the NHL a couple years ago when the Red Wings were utterly horrible. He plays from the outside a lot, but he's a very skilled player, and he's also a restricted free agent this year, meaning the Red Wings either got to sign him or let him go to free agency. And it's one of those situations that's a bit dicey. Now, I would have said before the playoff run, Jonathan Berggren's either got to be on your top two lines, he's not a guy you're going to put on a third or fourth line, and he's got to score a lot. And I didn't see necessarily that happening in the NHL on a winning team. He's not particularly defensively responsible or that good defensively, and he is somebody that plays from the inside. And quite frankly, the Red Wings need more grit. You know, they could use a big-time goal scorer, but I don't think Berggren's going to be somebody who's going to pop in 40 goals or something or 30. So what do they do? That is a question. I think it's now more likely he's going to be with the Red Wings, though. Because he played so well in the postseason. They also have to make a decision on a defenseman, Albert Johansson, who's pretty solid and pretty good player. He's in the same circumstance where they either sign him or he goes away. That's the first thing you got to look at for the Red Wings coming off here in the offseason. Now, when you're talking about the situation with the goaltending, there's another decision that has to be made based on what happened with the Red Wings in their postseason. Sebastian Skosa was really, really good. Really good. He looked like an NHL netminder at times playing in the AHL. of course, he was the 15th overall pick in the draft a couple years ago. He's 2 years out. He's played a lot of hockey, and he's gotten a lot better. He's somebody who's got size to cover the net. His mobility is getting better. He's moving from side to side better, anticipating better, putting himself in better position for shots where he's not leaving much room at all. And he is an excellent goaltender and prospect. I mean, one of the tops in hockey. And they're going to have to make a decision on whether they play him in Grand Rapids again next year, which everybody was saying was going to happen and all that, or whether he's good enough to play for them right now. Now, they have two goalies under contract, Ville Husso and the goaltender last year, who Alex Lyon, who played so well for them at times. They're under contract. Their salary cap hits are already in place. Unless they trade one of them, and Husso's cap number is pretty high, considering he had such an injury plague last year that I don't think they're going to be able to move him. They're going to have to play Kosa ahead of two guys that they're already paying. They're in pretty good salary cap situation. They have $26 million in cap, roughly, although a lot of that's going to possibly go to signing Raymond and Sider here long-term, which they have to do. But and it's a really good free agent class for the NHL. There are a number of players this year that can help the Red Wings. So it's not just, is Kosa good enough to play? It's also have some salary cap ramifications for the Red Wings if they were to play him ahead of two goalies who, quite frankly, their salary cap hit allows the Red Wings to have some flexibility with free agency. Now, Lyon, I thought he was really good last year, and I would trust him a bit. I don't know about Ville Husso. James Reimer's not under contract. Do you get another veteran goalie at a relatively small cap hit? Reimer was $1.5 million. Or do you put Kosa in the big team? That's a decision that's a little more dicey than it would have been back when the regular season ended. And we were talking about it because there were players on the Red Wings farm system, their team at Grand Rapids, who played well in the playoffs. Another couple players that put themselves in a position where, hey, you know, maybe they got a chance to make the team beyond Simon Edvinson, who's going to be part of their defense and proved himself to be very good and tight, trying to get into the playoff games late last year for the Wings and played very well for Grand Rapids. One of them is Marco Kasper, who's their first round pick, eighth overall a couple years ago. Marco Kasper started out very slowly at Grand Rapids and got considerably better by the time of the end of the year. And he was playing very well at the end of the season, and he could push for a roster spot. You would think, hey, ideally you go back, but not so much after watching him in the playoffs. It's going to be an interesting training camp for him. And Carter Mazur, who I thought played very well. They also have to make a decision on William, or not on, well, those are the main decisions that'll come out of training camp. Those three players. It's interesting. Yzerman said late in the year he figured Axel Sundin Palacka would probably play another year in Sweden. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. He's a very high-end puck-moving defenseman who the Red Wings got with the second first-round pick at 17th overall. And I think he would benefit from playing in Grand Rapids on the smaller ice surface and get used to the forecheck. In North America, it's not nearly as fierce in the AHL as the NHL, where it's extraordinarily intense. But it's a lot different than it is watching them in Europe on the bigger ice surface. The other player that's going to be here on stateside and could come quickly is Nate Danielson. He's an interesting player. It seems like when he was playing with Swift Current, a bad team in the West Coast Hockey League, he didn't dominate and score a lot of goals. His value went up when he played for Portland, which was a team that had a chance and made a run at the Memorial Cup, got knocked out before it got there. But he steps up his game and plays at a level the higher he's playing to fit into that level. If he's on a good team, he fits onto it. That's why I think he played so well last year when he played a couple preseason games for the Red Wings. If he gets to Grand Rapids and plays well, which I'm anticipating, I think Nate Danielson could get to the NHL sooner than people think.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes down to that, you're going to see a number of players back there. Wallander, I think he'll be interesting to watch. He's a big defenseman, 6'4", kind of under the radar, even though he was, you know, pretty highly regarded junior player. He's somebody that they got one more year with him before they have to make a decision. I think he's going to get a long look in training camp. I think players like Hannes Tamitsu, Amadeus Lombardi, those guys are obviously going to go back to Grand Rapids. And they do have some depth if they want to make some trades with prospects. And those three names came up. There's a couple others that they've taken in recent drafts. Augustine's going to be back at Michigan State playing there. Dylan James, their pick, he's going to be at North Dakota playing. They're not going to do any rushing with the picks that they've taken in recent years. Brady Cleveland transferred. He's going to be at Colorado College after he was at Wisconsin last year, a second-round pick. Those guys are all very much in a, hey, man, you know, they're still very far away from even playing in Grand Rapids for various reasons. But the Red Wings prospect pipeline is really good right now. It really is. There could be some players that really contribute to them more so than what they have. And, of course, it starts with what Raymond and Sider have been. That's the nucleus. When you put in the fact that Dylan Larkin's still relatively young, DeBrincat's still relatively young, they have a pretty good core of talent. Lots going to depend. If Kosa becomes one of those elite goaltenders, it could happen pretty quickly for the Red Wings. Hey, look, enjoyed talking to y'all. It's all about draft prospects in the future. We'll be talking about the NHL draft here coming up. It's a fascinating draft. We'll see where the Red Wings were picking 15th overall, some of the prospects for them there, and all those things. And of course, we'll get into the NBA draft, the MLB draft, a great deal here in upcoming weeks. Enjoyed it. Subscribe to us. Download us where you get your podcasts, all those good things. Till next time, we'll see you.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.